When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as if in fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who had been saved. The second reading is from the Quran, 7:57. It is God who sends the wind softly blowing ahead of God's mercy, until, when laden with heavy clouds, we drive them forth to a parched land and cause water to come down, with which we bring forth all manner of fruit. Thus will we revive the dead. Perhaps you will reflect.
Today is Pentecost, and the children told us what Pentecost was all about. And the tradition goes back to this second chapter of Acts, and there's scholars debate back and forth about all of the, to what level it's history remembered or parable historicized. I won't necessarily jump into those weeds right now, except to say that it does tell about a meaning, I think, of what the church is about. And I included really the first part of chapter 2 and then the second part. The stuff that is good that's in the middle, just too long to read. A lot of speeches and things. But this begins with a violent wind, and it ends with a community sharing. So I wanted to just talk about wind and the spirit of wind. Wind is something that we experience throughout our lives. We might say wind happens. And the challenge is for what we do when wind happens. And there's an aspect that the church has said, and not only the church, but the spiritual lives of people from many traditions, talking about noticing when the wind happens and not necessarily just being blown around, but trying to see within it, through it, something of the Spirit's nature, something sacred about it. I included on the bulletin cover an icon from Holy Women Icons. This is Angela Yarber. She lives on the Big Island in Hawaii. And so I included this for Pentecost, I thought, and I showed her I was doing, and she says, yes, we are definitely feeling Oya's presence. She has goddesses towards for volcanoes, and this is the particular goddess from a religion about the wind, Oya. And Oya is the spirit of the tornado. So when a tornado happens, it isn't just a tornado that happens. There is somebody that is within it, involved in it, connected with it, inviting us to recognize, is there a spirit in all of this? And so it's not necessarily to judge whether the winds that blow through us and in our lives are good or bad, but rather experience them and then check back. If we live long enough, we will have many winds blow through our lives. Winds of disruption, winds of change, winds sometimes of violent disruption. And it would be very wrong to say when someone's going through a windy time that, oh, it's all going to turn out right. The Spirit's right there. That can be a little too premature. But there does come a time in the life of someone when they've experienced these winds of change so that the story doesn't end up only being a tragic story or a sad story or an uprooting story, to look back and be able to say, where is Spirit in that? Is there a sacred time in that? Was there something new that I learned about myself, about others, about what it means to be a human being, about our lives together? And I think that is the gift of the church, Pentecost means 50, literally. And it was certainly a Second Temple Judaism holiday of harvest. And then Pentecost, Christians kind of adapted it and made it 50 days after Easter. So the idea is, after Jesus facing his wind, being crucified, we could all say that the disciples went home with the tails between their legs and went back to their fishing nets and thought what a horrible tragedy that all was, and ended the story right there. But of course, the Pentecost story continues, and it continues with the violent wind that blows through the disciples at Pentecost in the upper room. And after all of that, suddenly out of that, a community is formed. And this community, which, again, I would love to take this part literally. All who believed were together, had all things in common. They'd sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. That's what the Red's for. Bunch of communists they were. But what a wonderful way to think about that was the spirit, that was the final paragraph to this violent wind that shaped this new community, that we will be a community that shares our material goods, our emotional goods, our spiritual goods, our life goods with one another. And that is the spirit that I believe has held the community together throughout history. And it is a place in which we can go to when the winds are blowing through our lives, wherever they might be. And they may not necessarily be violent winds. They may be calm winds that are gently urging us to an exploration of something new. They may be a wind that's calling us into a new direction in our life. I kind of feel the wind blowing me around a little bit now. I just attended last night at the Muslim Educational Trust. I was invited by a young man to join in the breaking of the fast. In fact, he invited me to fast for Ramadan, so I've been trying that. I've been doing that for about 3 days. And I'm finding the Muslim tradition to be a very helpful one for me at this time, as I'm trying to explore what Spirit is doing in my life. And it was really beautiful to go there and hear the sheikh, who happened to be, oddly enough, from Knoxville, Tennessee, which is voted usually always in the top 10 of the most biblical cities in America. And he's the co-founder of a seminary in Knoxville. And it was really a delight to hear him talk. And it's nice to go to these events when the Muslim communities have them. And this wasn't necessarily an ecumenical. This was kind of for their own folks. But I was invited to it. And I like those especially because they're speaking to their own community. And he talked to me about some very, very practical things about being truthful. Truthful in speech, truthful in character, truthful in, and then in the bigger sense, the truthful in the sense of recognizing the truth of God. And you define God however you need to, but it's certainly bigger than all the other little truths that also compete for space in my life. And so I found that to be, oftentimes ministers don't get to go to church so much. And sometimes it's helpful to step out of one's own tradition to do that. And that's kind of what I found value in speaking with this community. But the wind blows us in many different ways. And I think that the spiritual leaders who I've heard and who I've trusted on this say, don't judge it. Refrain from judging what this wind is happening in your life. But let it reflect on it. Don't hide from it. Don't try to protect yourself from it necessarily. Don't say it's good. Don't say it's bad. Just live through it with community. Share it. And then you may find, surprisingly, sometime down the road, that there was a sacred spirit aspect in that wind that you hadn't known when you first experienced it. Amen.